The concept is called deep learning and is already in use in supercomputers, but it's been slow to make its way to mobile devices like smartphones. Associate professor in Purdue University's Weldon School of Biomedical Engineering and Department of Psychological Sciences, Eugenia Culicello, has developed software and hardware to allow smartphones to become smarter. Thanks for being here.
Oh, thank you, Anne.
Let me ask you, what is deep learning and what has it been doing in big computers?
Deep learning encompasses a variety of algorithms. The one that we're mostly interested and focused on are the one that try to interpret the content of an image or video and basically give a list of what's in an image, respond to the question, what's in an image or what is in this video in a simple word.
So we keep hearing about like neural networks. How does this work?
They try to mimic the way that our brain processes information from our eyes, for example. There are multiple layers of neuron that try to detect components in a hierarchy. So, for example, you know, if you have a car, you want to first detect, wheels, and then there's a couple of square boxes, and if you put them together in the right place, they form a car. And these neural networks are basically inspired by what we know from neuroscience and psychology of how our brain perceives information.
What advantage would having deep learning and mobile devices have?
First of all is that you enable the device to respond very quickly to images and videos that the user might be collecting. Right now, if you use this deep learning algorithm on the cloud, you have to go do a round trip, from your cell phone through the network all the way to a server somewhere and then get a response back. And so if you wanted this deep learning algorithm, for example, to be able to drive your car, you don't really want these long delays because they could cause a lot of problems in terms of safety. You want something that responds quicker. In other application, if you want to have a dialogue with your phone and start sending one command after another, you don't really want to have to wait. Just like two regular people talk to each other and, they exchange information. You need to have that kind of real-time ability of exchanging information.
So you mentioned robotic cars, and I know that I've read facial recognition, Google Glass, other applications. How would it work in the example that you mentioned about pictures? So what would I type in or what would I say and what would the phone give me back?
So the phone would become some sort of like a human-like assistant for you, the phone or the device. So if you maybe watch the movie Her, H-E-R, it was recently playing in the theater. You see that it sort of portrays a vision of the future where you can talk to the phone and show the phone your environment, and it would be able to parse the environment, understand the environment the same way you do, and exchange information. So that's really what we're aiming for here, is we want these mobile devices to be able to understand what's in an image, something that you're seeing. So imagine that you're carrying a cell phone with a camera out. You would see exactly what you're seeing. So if you're in a shopping mall, for example, it could guide you to, a book that you previously looked up online and right now is on sale and you didn't notice because there's so many books, but it could guide you to it because it can see what you see. You can see your view and it can notice things that you don't. So it give you somehow superhuman vision as well.
You say when you give vision to machines, the sky's the limit. What's next, do you think?
We would like to have this ability on our phone, and that will give people all over the world the ability to write their own applications. So, there's a lot of, I give you a couple of examples, but I'm really just scratching the surface, I think. If you give this ability to people to develop application and software that use these abilities, I have no idea what's going to come next. I can show you, I can give you a few examples, but I bet that you know, what really is going to come is that the devices are going to start to be much more useful to us than they are now. They're not going to be just something that we pull out of our, from our pocket when we need to call somebody or look something up, but they might be able to, you know, predict that moment and help you out with retrieving information, retrieving previous information or pictures or images that you might have, and also help you on an everyday activity, like guide you, you know, through your daily routine, remind you where your keys are, remind you where you park your car, and we have to be imaginative here, I guess, but these are a few examples.
Very good and very interesting. Purdue Associate Professor Eugenia Culicello explaining how smartphones and other mobile devices can understand and immediately identify things in a camera's field of view and overlay lines of text that describe items in the environment. For Cincinnati Edition, I'm Ann Thompson.